This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The NFL is crazy. We know that. But when your coach and your general manager get got, when you've won four in a row and a lot of people say, well, maybe this is not as bad as we thought. It was. And those were hollow wins because the season was not on the line. And we know that there were a lot of folks who were fighting to save their jobs. Unfortunately, it didn't play out that way for them. Terry Fontenot let go last night along with Raheem Morris. And now the Falcons are in the business and back in the business of trying to find a new head coach, a new general manager, and what they are now calling, and I say they as in Arthur Blank in his letter that he put out, Mike, a president of football. Everyone assumes that is Matt Ryan. So can we just talk about this for a second? I want the best people in the organization and certainly, you know, surrounded. I want our players surrounded by the best people. Look, I don't think anybody in their right mind would not want Matt Ryan a part of this new regime or this new operation, however you want to describe it. But I also know that Matt Ryan, Mike, as again reported by Tom Pelissero, saying he still would like to do some TV stuff or still would like to be, you know, with CBS. I just don't feel like that is plausible. I don't. And look, I'm not being selfish here, and I'm not telling Matt what he can and can't do. He's going to do whatever he wants, and if the Falcons allow him to do both, then so be it. But as a fan, I don't want to be cheated.
Right.
I don't want to feel like his attention is somewhere else when it needs to be here. What have we won? What have we won? I need people completely focused at the job at hand. Now, if Matt's going to be an advisor, Mike, and he comes in and gives them his opinion every now and then, and maybe he's in on a couple of personnel moves or whatever, however this is going to look, and I do not know. Great. But if you're telling me, Mike, he is going to be the president of football, and you have a head coach and a general manager that need to answer to him, if, in fact, that's going to be the position.
Right.
How can you do both, my man?
Well, that's just it. Well, please, Trey. Yeah, we'll get to you later. As far as the Falcons and Matt, I'm with Carl. I mean, I said to Carl during the commercial break, I'd rather have him just be the GM. And guys are going to say, you don't know if he can do the job. Neither do you. He may not.
We don't know.
No, John Lynch has done a pretty good job with the 49ers. Elway won a Super Bowl. Some guys bust out. Matt Millen was a disaster in Detroit. You know, Ozzie Newsome came up the old-fashioned way, had to put the time in before he got the gig, and he was great. Matter of fact, speaking of Ozzie Newsome, guy just hits up, Daryl just asked us, well, who would you hire as a GM? You can Google these articles because, you know, you might not know the workings of, you know, NFL teams' front offices if you do Mazel Tov.
Sure.
But a name I just looked up, guy named Ian Cunningham. Right, he is an assistant with the Bears. He worked under Ozzie Newsome in Baltimore, and he worked with Howie Roseman in Philly. That's okay by me. I don't know if I needed two consulting firms to vet that. You know, as long as he doesn't have any axe murderers in his history, let's go. That's the kind of person I'd be interested in talking to. But I'm with you. How does Matt balance that role if he's going to do CBS and that? Then what's the point?
You're missing a big point with Ian Cunningham. He was a teammate of Matt Ryan at Boston College. As a matter of fact, he protected Matt Ryan on his O-line. They have a great relationship.
So how about them apples? And that was the first name I just pulled, by the way. Well, that's funny as hell you knew that.
It's come on.
Right.
Come on. Right. I'm just telling you, like, there's a lot of connections in the NFL. This is what right. I say. When we are all tripping about these consulting firms, there are so many people that the average fan has no idea how people are connected and what happens in these businesses and, Mike, in the football world and how this works. So when you start saying, why the hell do we need a consulting firm? Because the Falcons as an organization, when you clean house, I need to know the top candidates out there, and there's going to be somebody I'm going to miss. So give them to me. Let me see these names. Let me see what these people look like. And then we'll decide, Mike, who we want to bring in. There are obvious choices. But to your point about Ian, he's doing a hell of a job. And by the way, you want to know somebody else that has a connection to Matt? Their general manager, Ryan Poles, who also played offensive line and was with Matt Ryan. So there are connections in this league where you start going, okay, how the hell is Matt going to do this? Who does right. he know? He knows a bunch of people around this league that now are in pertinent positions, Mike, in positions of power, and understand how to build these teams.
I mean, as we said, guys, the coach just talked to and the general manager talked to the players this morning, and already guys are asking, well, who's going to be the guy? Because I know we got to know now. And I don't know how long it's going to take, but to Carl's point earlier, we got five other NFL teams looking to fill some of these roles.
And by the way, they're all willing to pay, too.
Right. And not everyone needs a general manager. Some guys have a GM. Some guys is a coach. Sometimes it's both. Either way, we're not working in a vacuum here. So, I mean, I know folks want to know when this is going to happen. Don't really know what the timeline is going to be. But they've got these groups that they've worked with, one of the consulting firms, Sportology, and they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then Arthur will ultimately make that decision, perhaps without Rich McKay's input. Okay? But I understand why that caller was driving home that argument earlier. As long as Rich is still in a zip code with Arthur Blank, and they've got a relationship which is super tight, people still feel that Rich is going to be called out as a resource.
Yeah.
And that scares people.
It does. And that's why they have to do a lot of convincing, I believe, to make you understand, here is his position. I mean, I know that you feel like if he's around, it's football. But there's so much more going on. And I'm not trying to, again, get into all the minutia of all these events that they do and he's involved with. But the World Cup's a pretty big deal, guys. and to say he's involved with that and, oh, the Super Bowl's coming back. These are things that he's involved in. And that stuff just doesn't happen overnight. So I hope, Mike, what they're saying is true. Like, hey, Rich is over here. He still talks to Arthur about it. These other business things. But this is Greg's deal now. And Greg is the guy, and he is going to mesh the business, football business, and the football, you know, personnel stuff and the team all together. 404-726-0929. What do you guys think about this Matt Ryan thing? I mean, seriously, as we talk about, hey, I want this guy, and how the hell did they let Raheem go, and Terry should have stayed. What do you think about this Matt Ryan thing? 404-726-0929. I want to believe that Matt is, he's talented enough, Mike, that if this is what he wants to do, he can do it. But I also know, in my own experience, when you get asked to do various jobs, you got to commit.
Right.
You can't just disrespect one and be like, oh, I can pick up on that one. That's easy. And I'm not telling you that TV's easy, but I'm telling you there's a commitment to that, just as there's a commitment to being the president if you're going to be running the football operations. That's all.
And that's why, I mean, I think in a perfect world, you'd have Matt just be the GM. And I think a lot of folks would certainly roll the dice with his football knowledge, everything you just talked about with him. But there's a way to sort of have other guys, as Carl just mentioned, it's a very close-knit NFL community. These guys know, and you work with your friends. And that's generally how it goes. And then it makes sense. Remember, Arthur Smith got hired before Terry Fontenot. Right, and then yep. Arthur apparently leaned into him, and oh, we got to go get Pitts, which is again just a bad. Whatever Pitts is going to be here or elsewhere, it's just still a dumb pick. Taking a tight end fourth overall is just dumb.
Dumb,
you know. And did we go to the playoffs? Did we win a playoff? No. So the result's not there. But I'm with you. I'm curious to know, can Matt juggle both those roles? And then we'd already talked about the Tom Brady precedent, where if you're ever going to do like play-by-play, you can't even do your job because you can't talk to other teams because you're a personnel guy yourself.
Yeah, it just makes it tough. All right, want to jump back on the phones. We're talking about all these things, but this Matt Ryan thing is just like, it is automatically assumed that this is going to happen and it's going to work. If it does, I hope it does. But there's also a chance it might not. And if it doesn't, Mike, that's a whole nother can of worms that you're going to have to look at and say, okay. So that's why I say, look, if I was him, I'm Matt, I'd be like, yeah, I'll advise. I'll be a part of the organization, and I'll be around, and I will be here whenever you need me, and right. call on me. But if you're telling me I got to run this thing day to day, that's just a different animal.
Right. So we're going to try to get more clarification on that Thursday. Arthur Blank's going to have a press conference, and we'll.
But he may want it.
Yeah,
he may want it.
Matt, look, I just think the guys. And again, if you don't want Matt Ryan involved with this team, I don't know what to tell you. You're still in your bag over Mike Vick. I can't really get those two around my head. You should just give it up by now, okay? Matt has shown his ability on TV, just like John Lynch did. He knows what the hell's going on.
He knows what he's doing. Richard in Gwinnett, what are you thinking, Richard? Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Crazy, crazy time right now for our football team in our city. What's going on, Richard?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I agree.
It's pretty crazy. So I've got a deep cut GM candidate for you. I want your thoughts. Just because it's an inside hire, if you will. And I know as we hear Raheem Morris, and you know, I feel like people are going to click out as soon as they hear that. But like, just give me a second. My candidate is Anthony Robinson.
Okay.
He was the assistant GM for the Titans most recently. Mm-hmm. And they fired him once they fired the GM there. And his next move, which is what intrigues me, is that instead of waiting for the, you know, to get hired as an assistant GM somewhere else, he stepped down to be a scout for the Rams. I think because he understands the value of working for a good organization, even if it's stepped down job-wise. Mm-hmm. So for me, that seems like the type of person, the type of personality you want is someone who's willing to work, who's willing to get there and make it right. Like instead of just going for the job, I don't know. So anyway, right. I'm shouting out Anthony Robinson. What do you guys think? He was here for over a decade.
Yep. He was with Dimitroff. He scouted. I think memory serves. He was like Thomas loved Julio. He was the guy that you know got Thomas onto the Julio thing. But was he part of the Ridley thing too? Would he be the scout that scouted Ridley?
Anthony?
Yeah.
Maybe. He might be. I'm not sure about that.
Let me look that up. I'm going to check that out.
I'm not sure about that. But you know what? It's a good pull. It really is. Look, I will tell you this. When Anthony was here, because I knew him pretty well, Mike, he thought that he was going to be next in line to be the general manager. And he didn't get that opportunity. Right.
According to AI, thank you, Mike and Carl, Anthony Robinson, prominent NFL executive, known for his blah, 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 Tennessee, we already talked about, Falcons director of college scouting, where he helped scout talents like Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
So, okay.
And he was really good and really beloved in the organization, but that upward mobility where you thought,
hit the ceiling.
Yeah. So he had to leave. And then he leaves, and to our caller's point, now he finds himself back in a very similar position, but guess what? Rams Super Bowl contenders. And he knew Les Snead off, obviously, from his time here also. So I just feel like there's a connection there. But that's a great name. But I'll say this. This is what I said earlier today. When we throw a wide net, let's not lock in on one. Let's just see what's out there and fill in the blanks. All right, Mike on the road. You're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, how are you feeling, man?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, hey man.
Hey, just a couple names for coach. I'm not sure about the last name, but the guy, the Brian, that's the defensive coordinator for the Vikings.
Brian Flores.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bringing him in as a head coach, or either Kevin Stefanski, maybe.
Now, what?
Matt LaFleur,
Matt. Sorry to cut you off. Matt LaFleur interests me. Why is that compulsion about Stefanski? I don't understand that.
I'm not sure either.
A lot of guys have mentioned him.
Well, two things. And I'm going to let you speak here. And by the way, thanks for the phone call. Let's discuss this real quick. Stefanski, by the way, let go by the Browns. Their general manager, Andrew Berry, who's been there a very long time, is now going to be tasked with bringing in the next head coach. Let's be honest about Cleveland. The owner screwed it up by paying Deshaun Watson. And now what has happened, Mike, somebody's got to go. And because they're not winning, you still don't have a quarterback, right? They drafted, three? They went through three this year, and then they traded Flacco. It was, hey, Stefanski's the fall guy. I don't think Stefanski's a bad coach. He's a two-time coach of the year. He's not a bad coach. The owner screwed him.
Yeah, they've gone through, you know, the soap opera in Cleveland. But it is interesting. That's a name that keeps coming up.
Why. He's a two-time coach of the year. What were you going to add, real quick? Okay.
No, I was going to say, he's dealt with a myriad of quarterbacks in Cleveland, too. Like, just – deal with these guys. You got Baker Mayfield. This year he dealt with Dylan Gabriel and Shadur and all those guys. I think of all the candidates that have been kind of presented so far, he's the one I think who can best make chicken salad and a chicken blank.
Okay.
Work with less to make more.
I like Kubiak. The Shanahan connection, as Carl said, his dad basically invented all those versions of the West Coast offense everybody runs, going back to the Rams, et cetera. What Zach was trying to do, I don't know what that was. But I do like Kubiak, his experience. He's been an OC. He's doing some great things in Seattle. And the pedigree and the staff you put together and the resources and the connections he'd have. That intrigues me. But we're not going to be the only guys talking to him.
It intrigues me too, Mike. If you talk about young offensive minds, it's going to help a quarterback. All you have to do is look at what Sam Darnold is doing.
Right. And you're hoping that, as we said earlier, you catch that lightning in a bottle where you get that Sean McVay type, and then you've got your guy for 10 years or longer, and you're set.
Yeah. All right, 404-726-0929. We're talking about all this with you guys here today on a Falcon Monday, and it really is Black Monday because multiple coaches have been let go, including Gannon with the Cardinals. We mentioned Stefanski fired by the Browns, and obviously our head coach in Raheem Morris. We'll talk more about the jobs that are open. Want to remind you, though, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game has all the action of Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. Make sure you join us Saturday starting at 4 o'clock. Sunday starting at 12:30, all right, that's 12:30 p.m., and Monday at 7:30 for live play-by-play of every playoff game. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. That's NFL playoff action all weekend long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Atlanta's home of the NFL on Westwood One.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Black Monday, and if you're going, what is that? Well, that's the day after the
regular
season. Why is it
got to be black?
That's a good question. Black Friday, Black Monday. But it's the day after the regular season where NFL teams make the decisions on coaches, guys, and we are not the only team that has made that decision. Obviously, there were teams who made it prior to today, but the Giants, the Browns, Titans, Cardinals, and Raiders are all jobs that are open now as far as head coaching positions. We need a head coach and a general manager.
Right.
And we are under the perception, and we're going to get this question answered on Thursday, guys. Mike and I are going to have a lot for you on Thursday when we leave the press conference from our owner, Arthur Blank, because I think a lot of this will be clarified. But we believe that Mike, whoever, and again, I know people want to make it Matt Ryan, but let's just say the person that takes over this president of football, that's going to be the guy that the general manager and the coach answer to, okay, or at least report to.
Right.
So this reporting system has changed. And for those of you who have been here, you guys know that as we've come and had coaches, you know, come through, for the most part, all those coaches reported to Mike Rich McKay.
Right.
That's no longer the case, but it hasn't been that way for a while, even though Rich is still involved with AMB, which is, you know, Arthur Blank's business group. But with that said, I think, you know, when we talk about what this is going to look like, that's what we believe. But we're going to get more clarity on that, hopefully by the end of the week. And once that's clarified, Mike, then we'll be able to tell you guys, hey, look, whoever this person is that gets this job, that's the person that's probably going to have final say, which is going to be interesting because, Mike, if I'm a general manager candidate, I want to come in and have some kind of effect on this team as well. Are you telling me that I'm going to come in and be marginalized, that whoever the president of football, that whatever he says or she says is going to be the final word, the head coach, just coach? Like, I'm curious to know how this is all going to work.
And that's the other side of this, and we were talking about this off the air with some of the audience on text. Do you need Matt or anybody to be – Matt, just be the GM. Don't be the – go. But then you can't be the GM and be on television. So you got to give up the CBS gig.
Yes.
And, okay, good news, bad news. If you fail as a GM, you can always get back into television. That's what Matt Millen did. But I know easier said than done. But that's the thing. Why do we have to – it's like, what is this, the Corleone family? We're going to have all these buffers? Remember? Because remember, the back in the old days, the coach and the GM would talk to Rich McKay.
That's right.
You know, and that was going all the way back to Dan Quinn and Dimitrov. Every it's what was the phrase used to drive us crazy? The synergy. Well, that was not a buzz. Collaboration. Thank you, Orin.
Yes.
The C word.
Yes.
Collaboration.
It did.
But yeah, I'm with a lot of the guys out there saying I would prefer it. Just does that make it less attractive knowing that there's? But other teams do have that president, have that guy. But it's just to me, why don't you streamline it? Have the confidence in whoever you're vetting. And these consultants, and go get the best young general manager out there, candidate, and let him run the friggin' show and let him have autonomy. And then you hire the coach after he's hired. You know? That's the way I would do it. That's why I thought they screwed it up when they hired Arthur Smith first a few years ago.
Here's the problem, at least in my opinion, with that. And by the way, we've got a lot more to discuss. We want more of your phone calls as well at 404-726-0929. If you're just joining us, Vent, man, let us know where you're at on this and what you think about where our football team is and where we're headed. This is going to be, as I said to you guys, the most important offseason in the history of this franchise. Guys, we haven't been in playoffs in 8 years. We get this wrong again, that's another 3 to 4 to maybe 5 years. And I'm not making that up. You cannot get this one wrong. And if you get it right, then maybe we take the turn, Mike, and all of a sudden, Atlanta, it's our turn. It's our turn to be that franchise, Mike, with the young talent we have. They develop it. They continue to grow it. They continue to make the right decisions. And all of a sudden now, maybe we go on one of these runs that we've seen other teams go on, and you go, man, Falcons are really good.
But you had Bijan Robinson to build around on the offense. And we talked about Drake London. He will get his contract extension. No matter who the GM is, that's going to be a solid piece of your team moving forward. Then there's the other pieces. I mean, I know you guys love we all love Algier. He's gone. You can't afford him. You know, I hate it, and you hope you can find somebody as solid as him to compliment Bijan, because you can't have Bijan, you know, taking all the hits. We know that. You got to have you got to find another Algier. That's the reality. But getting back to I've been arguing with some guys on the text line. They loved Ryan Nielsen a couple years ago. Now they all love Ulbrich.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're second best team at getting sacks. Then we will then only rush two or three guys, and they'll go right down the field on us at times. I think Jeff Ulbrich is a good defensive coach, but I thought the in-game stuff drove me crazy. 10 men on the field, 11 men on the field. McCaffrey's the only healthy weapon for the 49ers. You couldn't stop him. Same thing with Jonathan Taylor. The guy I'm arguing with right now on Twitter says, yeah, all the three and outs really screw your defense up. That's true. There was a patch where you were time of possession way, way wrong-sided.
Your offense, yes.
And I agree with you there, and that's not all on Ulbrich, but I still think Ulbrich does some things that are inconsistent that drove me crazy. When you're getting pressure, keep the pressure. Don't go into that less man rushing, down lineman rushing the passer. Things of that nature drive me nuts.
I wanted to address real quick what you were talking about, general manager or head coach. And look, I don't know who's going to be hired here first and how this is going to work. We will see. But I will tell you that the 49ers hired Kyle Shanahan first, and then he said, that's the guy I want to work with.
Right, and John Lynch.
And it's worked. The reason why it's working, Mike, and it's not the only place. Right. You just got to look around the league and say, you know what? Andy Reid brought Brett Veach in with him, okay? And then he was elevated to GM at Kansas City. But it's the guy he wanted to work with. The GM didn't hire Andy Reid. My point is this, guys.
Well, one or the other, but either one, that guy's the lead dog,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. And these coaches, though, they understand what they're looking for. I mean, the guys that are having multiple, you know, uber success, a lot of these guys understand what they're looking for. And I just think this is the new thing. Look, Leon Coem, who had zero head coaching experience in the NFL, went to Jacksonville and said, I don't want to work with that guy, their right. former general manager.
And they blew him out.
They fired him. He was able to say, I want to work with my guy. My guy is James Gladstone. Guess what? Gladstone and him had a relationship. Guess where the Jags are?
Yep.
The coach understands, and this is what you're seeing around the league, and that's why I'm a little apprehensive when I hear, like, oh, we're going to hire these guys first. Let the coach come in and understand his plan and what he wants to do, and then get the general manager to follow. That is what is happening around the league with some of these successes.
Is that what we did with Arthur Smith?
They attempted.
Yeah, it just didn't work.
It didn't work. They attempted.
Right.
That's exactly right. So we'll see.
Look, I just said it. I like go. If you don't know Kubiak, it's just Google Clint Kubiak. Look at the resume. Look at the response. Carl just touched on.
Mike, I'd hire him today.
That'd be my guy. The problem is, there's five other teams that will take him too, and there that's he's going to be the hot. You know, we can talk about who are the hot names and the guys.
You're right.
That's the guy. That's the top of the list for every team out there right now.
All right, man. Plenty more of your phone calls coming up as we talk about the Falcons. Want to remind you as well that when it comes to the best place to catch college football postseason, it's Twin Peaks, guys. Thursday, Andy and Randy are getting out, getting you ready for the semifinals with a broadcast from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Remember, one semifinal game is Thursday.
That's right.
And then the other one's Friday here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So we get one Thursday night, one Friday night, and then the championship game is on the 19th of January. So Twin Peaks, Andy and Randy, they'll break down the semifinal matchups, guys. That's Twin Peaks and Kennesaw Thursday, 11 till 2 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am excited about that. I know we're in Falcon world right now. We will be right. for a while. But when it comes to this college football thing, and I know the dogs heartbroken for not being in there, man. But did you see this thing about Shamless, by the way? He's already got a deal with Ole Miss to come back if he gets cleared.
If the NCAA gives him that 6 year, I don't know how that even happens, though, because he played at Ferris State, won a Division II championship.
How long are these guys going to stay in college?
Well, that's another guy. I love his game. I don't know where he's going to go. I think he's further down the road, certainly, than Anthony Richardson was, certainly than Dalen Milroe was, who both decided to come out. I thought it was obviously a huge mistake for Richardson. Remember, he took his eyeball out. Doing Body by Jake with an elastic band. Either way, but they wouldn't even put him back out there. And they went with a 44-year-old quarterback.
They did.
But I love Trinidad Chambliss's game. He could probably use a little more seasoning. But, man, with the right offensive mind in the NFL, let this guy cook right now. I'm him. As I said, you're further down the road than those other dudes.
He is. Oh, what do you want to add, man?
No, what a bad weekend for Lane Kiffin. Tristan Chambliss is going to go back to Ole Miss. Then the guy from Cincinnati, Brendan Sorsby, apparently signs with Texas Tech for like $5 million.
That's true. Right.
So Lane comes up this weekend without a quarterback.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're looking for the guys, it's not Texas, Carl. Now you're the victim. The bad guys in the world are Texas Tech, the way they're throwing money around.
They're throwing a lot of money around. Well, this was the plan. Like, this is where they were last year or 2 years ago. And this year, it paid off. They got into the playoff. Texas Tech says, hey, well, we can get back in. They are throwing money around. But anyways, that's a college conversation, guys. There's a lot of that. We're going to have portal conversation. Connor Riley is going to join us tomorrow on the show. I believe Connor is going to join us to talk about the portal and what's going on with the dogs. We'll have Arch to react to all the things that are going on. Some regular guests and some guests that we're chasing down in regards to all these coaching changes around the NFL. And let me add this real quick, because I know this is a little bit confusing as well. Coaches who teams might be interested in. So we'll just use the Falcons, okay?
Right.
There's six teams that are looking for head coaches. Coaches who have the number one seed and the first round bye are permitted to interview during wild card weekend. That's this weekend, okay?
Right.
This is why this request for the Falcons to interview Clint Kubiak, these requests are going to start coming out. Some of these you'll hear, some of them you won't. Mike and I, we've gone through this four times now where we've said, hey, some of these candidates will be announced, some won't. But there is a timetable with this. So, like Ben Johnson last year, he's with the Lions, right?
Right.
it can be difficult to schedule these multiple interviews in a short window, so candidates have to be very selective. Kubiak is going to be in a very similar place, where he may interview in some places that he's really interested in and turn down some others and wait until he's done with the playoffs.
Correct.
So I'm just telling you, like, don't fret about some of these guys. And you go, well, when are they going to talk to this guy? It may be NFL per rules or per NFL rules that they're not able to, Mike.
Right. And then there's other teams out there. Matt Nagy, he's available because the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs.
That's
the
right.
First time in like 8 years. So you can talk to all those guys. Spagnuolo, Perry wants to get back in head coaching. See, that's a mistake. Spagnuolo is a great defensive coordinator.
Sure.
He has tried it, and Randy played for him, not a head coach. So I would think he'll get out there. He'll be in that cycle. We may talk to him. You know, the interesting situation now is Miami. Who's going to be the GM there? You know,
it's a good call.
Because remember, Greer got fired midseason, and apparently Coach Brah is going to hold on to his gig. Ross likes him. So McDaniel's back for at least another year. Is LaFleur going to get fired if Green Bay doesn't go deep in the playoffs?
Mike, are they silly? Are they crazy up there?
Well, I got some buddies that are Packer fans, and they feel the offense, they think it's predictable, and they think it drags.
Okay, so I'd take LaFleur, too, in a heartbeat.
Yep. Dan Quinn should have made him the guy in 2017.
Yeah.
Might have won the Super Bowl that year.
Hey, 4th and 1's brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, we did have picks this weekend. We'll come back. We'll fill you in on where we stand with our picks as we head to Wild Card Weekend. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, we're going to get into some picks just to give you the rundown of what this looks like. We won't spend a whole lot of time on it. We do also want to talk about some of the positives in beating the Saints yesterday. Because we did beat the Saints yesterday.
I did have a nice guy. I must say, there are nice, they're not all bad people. There were some nice Saints fans out there. I want to give a shout out to Dietrich. You know, he's your cousin. He's cousins with Terry Rubisky.
Oh, cool.
Remember Terry Rubisky, wide receivers coach here, and bounced around, was an interim coach for the Raiders.
Absolutely.
Coach. Great, one of our favorite, I mean, wild guy, great conversations, great stories. But yeah, he's from New Orleans with his son, was up here for the weekend, and was actually pretty cool and respectful, and everybody had a good time. So you can coexist.
You can.
With those people.
Hi, Saints fans. I'll say this before I get into some of the positives, and then Day-Day, you can run down what we did over the weekend with our records and our picks as that continues in a wild card weekend. Guys, it's about to get tough. I mean, like, it's been a tough year, but some of these games, I mean, Mike, the unpredictability, last night's a prime example of that.
You know, again, we're focused on the Falcons. More of your phone calls coming up, guys, as Carl mentioned, at 404-726-0929. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to be a Ravens fan today.
Ooh.
Lamar Jackson has two plays that are, I mean, it's like Superman and Spider-Man and the Avengers all rolled into one. When they pincered him and he comes out and makes the throw, I mean, Lamar Jackson put that team on his back only to have some pencil neck kicker miss a kick that is probably made 99% of the time in that league.
He did. And the kid was really good. Loops have been good for them. Yeah, it was a bananas game. But we'll get to those picks. Real quick, I'll say this about the Saints, and then let's talk about one of the most positive things that we have to look forward to. Our buddy was right. The Shook kid's pretty good.
Yeah.
Look, earlier last week, or at the end of the week, should I say, Bobby Hebert came on and said he is their franchise quarterback. And for a lot of people who listened to that interview with Mike and I, a lot of people are like, man, Shook hasn't done anything. He hasn't been that good.
Right.
Guys, there are glimpses in games where you see, even on a bad team, what a quarterback's going to be. If you put better players around that kid, he has the potential to do something. It's what we've been wondering with Michael Penix, Mike, in 12 starts, where he's been uneven, and you go, all right, I've seen a couple of good things, but not enough to know that he's a franchise guy. Shook was impressive, and the most impressive thing for me, guys, was him running, his escapability.
That's the thing that fan I was sitting next to talked about. He's got that ability, and much like Penix sometimes, it's like, do it. Go, take it. It's there. There were a couple, I can see all the pass patterns developing from where I'm sitting up top. In the second half, the pressure got ramped up. He kind of missed some things
there.
But that's the rookie learning curve. But yeah, I guess if you're a Saints fan, I mean, I think 90% of them feel pretty good about Shook. And they're going to, no need to go get a quarterback.
No, you got to build some other areas that you need help in. Now, as far as us, and I'm just talking about the Falcons, we will get back to, as Mike said, Raheem and Terry and your thoughts on where this franchise goes. But James Pierce Jr. was worth it, guys.
Was he ever?
10.5 sacks. James Pierce Jr. was worth it. And Big O, can we play a couple of those sound bites? Because I just want to give him some love, man. When we decided, and Terry Fontenot, on his way out, hell of a job on this. Because when we decided to give up a first-round pick to get back in and get James Pierce Jr., there was a lot of doubt about, is this the right pick? I don't think there was as much about Jalen Walker because Georgia fans knew him, and Mike, you felt comfortable with what you had seen. But Pierce, guys, was damn good this rookie season. And here's what he said about 10 sacks and reflecting on the 10 sacks yesterday.
Yeah, it took a minute to get going, but it was a great individual accomplishment. I started getting going late during the season, and just able to guys stand with me, Rod stand with me, Jock stand with me, all the guys in D-line room, outside linebacker room stand with me, the back end, the middle linebacker. So shout out to all those guys just to be able to keep me going and be able to just lean on each other.
I know that some Falcon fans feel like, oh, man, you don't have a first-round pick. But that doesn't mean anything to job candidates. I mean, and Pierce has been worth it. 10.5 sacks, Carl, on the season. Yes, there were some times where, and hopefully next year he closes, and Jalen does too, and we seal out some games with a big sack. You know, sometimes we still let some quarterbacks, you know, get off the hook. But Pierce Jr. is, I mean, he's everything, and that's one that, like, they got it right. Fontenot was going to take him no matter what. If Jalen Walker hadn't fallen to us, he was going to pick him at 15. But I think people forget about this is it wasn't a one-sided deal with the Rams. Yes, we traded a lot to get there. We also got the 101st pick, which we then moved up, and that became Xavier Watts.
That's true.
So you get Pierce and Watts, two defensive starters, two playmakers, two defensive rookies. They're going to make the all-rookie team.
You're right.
So I get it, and it sucks to not – draft night will come in May, or I should say in April, and we'll all be ticked off because we got to wait till, you know, second round. But we got some stars out of that trade with the Rams.
Here's James Pierce Jr., guys, talking about carrying this success, this 10.5 sacks, into next year. And remember, there was a point before the season started, Mike, where Lewis Riddick said he thought this guy was going to lead the league
whole league
in sacks.
Right.
All right. He didn't, but he had a hell of a year. Here's James Pierce.
Yeah, for sure. You have to. Even if it doesn't, we got to find a way to be able to lean our hats on wins. You got what I'm saying? Like, we came close all year, and for us to get out of there with wins, that's the main thing. That's our job, to go out there and do a win. So we just got to let that help our individual success in the offseason growing, and then our team success when we get back to OTAs and training camp.
Yeah. He's got the right attitude. He came in a little bit, and I don't even want to say shy, just a little bit apprehensive. Because when Mike and I first saw him and talked to him, man, he was like, I don't know. And not that he wasn't confident about his game. It was the media stuff and handling all the other stuff that was just being thrown at him.
Right.
Mike, as the season went on, he got more comfortable, and you saw it on the field. It translated. He was productive. And this is all you can ask from a rookie. Guys, anybody comes in here and is Micah Parsons their first year, that's far few in between. But I need my rookies to contribute. This is what he did. Watt contributed, right? Billy Bowman, before he got injured, contributed. These are the guys that you look at this defense and you go, all right, we got some dudes, man.
And look, and I don't know where Nate Ollie is going to wind up as a D-line coach. A couple guys hit us up on the text line saying he did a really nice job with these guys.
He did.
And just to your point, when we had Pierce Jr. on the day after the draft, it's just tough because after you talk to Jalen Walker, everybody seems shy. Because Jalen Walker is just so demonstrative and impressive. And unfortunately for Jalen, it was a slower start because of the soft tissue injuries, which kind of messed him in the beginning of the season. But again, I think the future is bright. That's why, again, guys, the cupboard is not bare. You've got stars on both sides of the ball, right? And as Carl says, cap schmap, you can always find a way.
Find a way, man. Let's hear one more from JPJ. That's James Pierce Jr., 10.5 sacks as a rookie, talking about this season and how much he learned.
Yeah, just a lot of that, like what you can't get away with, you feel me? It's just like you got to find a different way to impose your wills on guys, whether that's mentally, you finna impose your will on them mentally, physically. It's just a way, and all doing it in a coach scheme, you get what I'm saying? Because you got 10 other guys playing behind you. Coach might not just be dialing the play up for you now, you get what I'm saying? So you just got to be able to play in the scheme and play together with your guys and just be able to do it 111.
Well, he did, and I'm excited about his growth. I'm excited about Bijan Robinson's growth and Drake London. And by the way, what was going on with Drake yesterday? What was the deal with Drake being all upset on the sideline?
Yeah, he was. When he got the touchdown, he threw that ball. Like, it was almost like, yeah, whatever. So, I mean, look, well, he wouldn't be the first Falcon player upset with what was going on with the offense. I mean, I don't know if that's a direct correlation with Zach Robinson and what was being dialed up.
Yeah.
The Saints made it a priority one to stop Bijan. That was arguably Bijan's, as you said, just not a great day. Couldn't really get things going. A screen pass or a pass to Algier out in the flat, that's never going to work. That's not his game. But Drake was irked, certainly, about something. And he showed his displeasure. Pitts, I said, Pitts ended with a whimper. No, Pitts had some rugged move the chains catches yesterday for the Saints. I'll give him credit for that. He didn't get in the end zone the last two games, but he had some tough catches.
You gonna make him the highest paid tight end in the NFL?
Well, not me. I ain't gonna do that. You can tag him, you're it, but that gets us back to the cap situation.
I don't want to tag this dude. All right, Day-Day, what's up with our picks, man, by the way?
So real quick, just a quick update. Not much has changed in regards to separation.
It's a race to the bottom on one side.
Right, to between you and I, we both go 2-1, so we're both sitting at 29-28. And then Mike and Orm both go 1-2. They're both sitting at... they're both sitting at 24-33.
Yep.
So it's 2-2-8, 2-2-2 ties. In there.
Right.
Well, look, Mike didn't want to be last. Oh, I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
He's determined to not be last.
No, I won't be last.
I'm tanking at this point.
By the way,
I'm tanking for the first pick next year.
And you know what killed me, of course? You know what killed me?
What, bro?
Falcons didn't cover.
Did you take the Falcons?
Didn't cover.
You should have learned from me, Mike. Don't pick the Falcons.
Falcons, yeah. Right. I knew these players are going to win one for Ra, but they didn't cover the spread.
Was it 3 or 3.5?
It was 3.
It was 3.
It was 2.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
I forgot you took them.
Oh, yeah. I took them. I took them, Jerry.
All right. And I took the Steelers. Y'all thought I was crazy. I was a little bit.
Well, you were going to lose it.
I was looking shaky at one point.
But you guys, hey, give
59
credit.
59 minutes and 59 seconds you were sweating at.
But give credit. Aaron Rodgers looked damn good in the second half.
Yeah,
he did.
I was like, whoa, this guy's making
throws. Yeah, they get Metcalf back off the suspension now. They can make some noise back.
Yeah. And speaking of that game, how about the priest blessing the field?
Yeah.
Well, the kid missed the
never
kick.
Never hurts, man.
Hey,
yeah, never
hurts
to have that on your side.
Not to mention they had, you know, the work they had to do on that field. Bane blew it up, man, in the Batman movie.
Okay, only Hines Ward survived.
That was
man.
A movie.
Only Hines Ward survived.
I'm the one who's ruined the Steelers' call since I blew up their field. I broke them.
Does that count in the record books as a kickoff return? Because I mean, yeah. Technically, he scored.
Hines Ward actually gets like another 150 yards because he's running for his life in that field. Was blowing up.
Right, so he scored.
Now you guys got to educate me because how many games do we have this weekend? How does this work moving forward?
We still pick three.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You get three.
We go hard in the
field.
The
field is a bit narrower.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get Saturday,
yeah.
You get Saturday, Sunday.
Did we
and
ever
Monday.
Determine what the prize was going to be? Did we
yep.
ever set that?
A whole handful of props.
Yeah. Well, you guys, we're getting, since we had number one ratings, you guys get a big dinner. So that okay. in and of itself, right? We can figure out where we're going to go.
Thank you.
So
the
you
prize guys, is already for you there, Day-Day. Yes.
Yes.
So that's the prize.
It's a bucket full of prize. I mean, no, we hadn't done it, but since Day-Day's first year producing, I will get one of those trophies. I got that. I got that little trophy. Won't be a big trophy.
I mean, no. I was just wondering. I didn't know if you guys
no,
had, you know,
a,
what you guys
a
done
joke.
In the
no,
past.
No, in the past, honestly, it's just about bragging rights. And then, okay. you know, you okay. can pop off in the That's summer when nothing's
deal.
Going on.
Because right. I would say we could just make the rule.
8-9 months of just being obnoxious.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm about to say, or we could just make it something simple. But like, with, you know, the winner gets to, you know, make some type of change to the rules.
Oh, okay. Is that what you want to do? I know where you're going with this.
Mending things now?
Right.
I know where
I
you're
mean,
going with this.
This is a moving target with Day-Day all season long.
It's about to become the Duke's Bell and Day-Day right. show now. Wow. So please name on the marquee.
Right. Day-Day and Carl deadlocked to stay over 500 and a race to the bottom with Orin and I, so we'll see. But we got college Thursday. That's what makes this Ole Miss situation so crazy. Ooh. They had less than a week to get ready for Miami out there in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, look, and I know a lot of people are probably going to go, all right, Ole Miss had its moment. They beat Georgia. They're going to lay a big fat egg in this one. Maybe not. I mean, like, at the end of the day, have they overachieved? Maybe. Again, I don't want to say that because a lot of people had them in this mix. But, Mike, as I said against Georgia, they have nothing to lose. Everybody thinks they shouldn't be here. So these right. guys are going to come in loose. I think Miami's going to be tight because now all of a sudden the U is back.
I don't know,
well,
man.
You better show up.
Everybody's waiting for Crystal Ball to just the bed, but they got a great – they're built tough in the trenches,
they are.
Man.
They are.
And, I mean, I can't tell you. I was telling Carl during the break, as a Florida State fan, I think we're up to like 35 guys are in the portal. I mean, we just lost two of the best players that are twins.
I thought y'all were handing out checks down there.
Yeah, so – well, not right now. I know my check cleared. They got my money. But anyway, guys, and real quick on the Falcons, I was mentioned earlier, and a lot of guys agreeing with us on the text line and on social media about Clint Kubiak should be the only guy, not only, but the number one guy that we'll focus in on. We have a request in with Seattle for the interview. Carl already walked you through the process. There's a break in the interview process, wild card, and then as a team, you know, if you're a fan of that team, you don't want that guy distracted. But Kubiak, a guy hit me up, our man Cookie by Nature. Great name.
It is.
D says, hey, man, tell him he gets to play with Bijan and Drake London and maybe Pitts. See if he bites. Talking about, again, who's got the most dynamic offensive pieces. But as Carl said, you don't have a quarterback. You know, that's the thing. You may believe in Penix or not. That might be a decision for the general manager. So the pros and cons of coming to Atlanta. Two of the most dynamic playmakers, maybe three, but not knowing what the quarterback situation, in the short term, the quarterback situation is going to be.
Yeah, and look, I think one of the things with the system that he particularly runs, and you're seeing it again with Sam Darnold, but this goes, you know, for other places he's been, you can take an average quarterback, and I'm not saying ours is average. I think ours is more talented than most. We just haven't seen it flourish the way we'd like. But, Mike, you can take an average quarterback and win that in that system offensively if you have those other things
right.
in the offense.
Hey, and, again, a lot of guys feel they want to bring, like Carl said, it's rare to see a guy like Ulbrich, you know, retained and a new staff comes in. They didn't retain Ryan Nielsen when Raheem came back. You know, you go with your guys. You know, unfortunately, in hindsight, Nielsen would have been better than Jimmy Lake. But
yes,
that's not the way the cookie crumbled.
Yeah, he would have been. All right, we got more to get to, including the latest with the coaching carousel around the NFL. We're not the only ones to make changes. We'll fill you in with the latest coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt,
Financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,